Good evening and welcome to Courts Today by Live Law. This is your host Shambhavi Shrivastav bringing you the latest updates on the legal front. This is your go-to source for all things legal. Let us start. In the latest development in the electoral bonds case, the Supreme Court dismissed the State Bank of India's request for an extension of time to disclose details of electoral bonds. A bench of Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices Sanjeev Khanna, B.R. Gawai, J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra emphasized that the necessary information is already available with the bank and directed it to disclose the details by March 12, 2024. The SBI had sought an extension citing the complexity of decoding and compiling data. The court highlighted that its directive was for plain disclosure and not a matching exercise. The details include the date, purchaser and the nomination of each electoral bond purchased since April 12, 2019. The court also questioned the SBI's progress and cautioned it about contempt proceedings if the timelines are not met. Additionally, the Election Commission of India was directed to compile and publish the information by March 15, 2024. The electoral bond scheme was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court on February 15th. The Supreme Court declined to stay the Bombay High Court's judgment acquitting Professor G.N. Sai Baba and five others in a case related to alleged Maoist links under the Unlawful Activities Act 1967. The bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and Sandeep Mehta acknowledged the well-reasoned judgment of the High Court and noted that the accused had been acquitted twice by different benches. The background of the case involves the arrest of Sai Baba and co-accused in 2014, their conviction in 2017, and subsequent acquittals by the Bombay High Court in 2022 and again last week. The Supreme Court had earlier overturned the 2022 acquittal, directing a fresh evaluation by a different bench. The state of Maharashtra has now challenged the recent acquittal in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court dismissed the West Bengal government's plea against the Calcutta High Court's decision to transfer the investigation of an attack on ED officials in Sandesh Khali to the Central Bureau of Investigation. While rejecting the plea, the court agreed to expunge critical observations made by the High Court regarding the state government and police conduct. The High Court had expressed concerns about the state police's handling of the case and alleged political influence. The accused Shah Jahan Sheikh with political ties had been on the run for over 50 days before his arrest. The court clarified that there was no stay on his arrest and the CBI's request to stay the formation of a special investigation team with state police members was granted. The situation in Sandesh Khali escalated into unrest with reports of sexual assault and land grabbing attributed to Sheikh and his followers. The Supreme Court extended the interim stay on trial proceedings against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a defamation case related to his retweet of a video making allegations against the BJP IT cell. The court suggested the possibility of an apology by Kejriwal with the format provided to the complainant. If accepted, the matter would conclude. Otherwise, the legal issue of whether retweeting constitutes a criminal offence would be addressed. The court had earlier allowed time for the complainant to consider closing the case after Kejriwal expressed readiness to admit the retweet was a mistake. The matter is adjourned till May and interim orders continue. The Karnataka High Court has imposed a cost of ₹25,000 each on 35 petitioners for obstructing the recruitment process for the post of veterinary officer. The court dismissed the petitions, criticizing the petitioners for stalling the emergency recruitment process and imposing costs payable to the Karnataka State Legal Services Authority within 4 weeks. The case involves challenges to the recruitment process after the Karnataka Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Rules 2022 were framed. The court emphasized the urgency of the recruitment and criticized the petitioners' attempt to stall the process without proper basis or standing. Five individuals in Odisha's Keonjhar have been sentenced to death by a sessions court for the brutal murder of a former block chairman and Congress leader. The convicts not only amputated the victim's hands and legs but also attempted to eat the body parts. The court described the crime as exceptionally barbaric, despicable, and unheard of in modern-day society. The incident unfolded after the deceased Ram Chandra Behera planned to switch from the Indian National Congress to the Biju Janata Dal before the 2019 assembly elections. The court deemed the crime as a rarest of rare case, justifying the imposition of the death penalty. The Karnataka High Court has ruled that according to Section 125 of the Criminal Procedure Code, a daughter-in-law does not have the legal right to seek maintenance from her parents-in-law. The decision made by Justice V. Srishanand in a single judge bench overturned a trial court order directing an elderly couple to pay maintenance to the wife of their deceased son and his children. The court stated that Section 125 allows a wife to claim maintenance and parents can file petitions against their major children, but it does not empower the court to entertain a petition by daughter-in-law against her parents-in-law. As a result, the court set aside the order, granting the respondents the liberty to pursue appropriate legal actions against the revision petitioners. The Delhi High Court has issued a notice on a plea filed by Sharjeel Imam challenging a trial court's decision denying him statutory bail in a case involving charges under the Unlawful Activities Act and sedition. The case is related to alleged inflammatory speeches made by Imam against the Citizenship Amendment Act in Aligarh Muslim University and Jamia area in Delhi. Imam had sought statutory bail after completing half of the maximum 7-year sentence. The trial court had earlier dismissed his plea, stating that his speeches and activities mobilized the public, leading to disruptions in the national capital and potentially contributing to the 2020 riots. The Supreme Court rejected a public interest litigation today seeking the declaration of voting rights as fundamental rights. The Chief Justice emphasized the need for a live legal dispute, stating that there was no evidence of an imminent threat to voting rights in India, justifying the court's intervention under Article 32. Despite examples from the USA and the UK, the bench dismissed the PIL without expressing any opinion on its merits. In a previous case, Anoop Baranwal versus Union of India, the Supreme Court had held by a 4-1 majority that the right to vote is a constitutional right, with the dissenting judge considering it a fundamental right. The Allahabad High Court has rejected the extension of reservation benefits under the economically weaker section category for the recruitment of assistant teachers in 2020. The court ruled that the Uttar Pradesh Public Services Act 2020 would not be applicable to the selection process initiated before its enactment as per Section 13 of the Act. The judgment noted that the assistant teacher recruitment process began on May 16, 2020 after the 103rd Constitutional Amendment, but before the enactment of the EWS Act on August 31, 2020. The court emphasized that the EWS reservation cannot be applied retrospectively to the ongoing recruitment process. The decision affirmed that the EWS category benefits could not be extended to the petitioners in this case. If you wish to know more details about the cases I mentioned here, you can visit our website at www.livelaw.in. Stay ahead with quick legal updates only on LiveLaw. Do not forget to like, share and subscribe and support us. You can also support us by donating through the thanks button at the bottom of our videos or consider becoming a member at just ₹89 per month.